And the concern is that we try to push for a state law before these outlying areas are ready. And we have other ones too. Those are just the two that you would think of most prominently. The concern is that if you try to push for a state law, that the only way it would be palatable would be if it's watered down. You know, that there are exemptions and, you know, this and that type of you know, like bingo halls are exempt. And when it starts to get watered down like that, you also worry about enforcement. And what we've really understood from looking at literature and talking to other people who have done it is that you have to have buy-in from the people in these rural communities, or it's just will fail. I mean, you might end up with some kind of law on the books, but if it's not enforced, you know, it's not useful.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next speaker is Elena Quintanar. She's a local talent. She has worked for the County of San Diego for the last 10 years, no, since 1995, so longer than that. Not only has an undergraduate degree from UC San Diego and graduate work from San Diego State. And that is it. Take it away.
I noticed that everybody had on their slides all their authors, and I forgot to put authors in mine. So I wanted to acknowledge someone in the audience who actually helped with this presentation, and she's a former coworker. So Sharni McLaughlin, thank you for helping with the presentation. I'd like to say that neither of us have any relationships to this close. And with that, the objectives are, and I don't want to belabor this, these are very busy slides, and I want to thank everybody who's here for being here on such a beautiful Tuesday in San Diego. So I'm going to go through these pretty quickly, but you're welcome to ask me questions, and I'll be happy to share the slides with you as well. So just to go over the objectives, you know, the presentation is motivating providers to support and advocate for environmental changes, similar to the tobacco efforts to look at the environment. Also, to describe the public health realm, actually work in the county's public health department, and to engage diverse providers in a coalition, and also to share the lessons that we have learned from that. Oh, did I go? Sorry. Wrong way. So it takes a whole community to fight obesity, and this is kind of like it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a community to fight any health problem, really. And also, community, we're using in HEAC, the Healthy Eating Communities Initiative, an approach that is community-based, and we're looking at balancing the place where we live, work, and play, and as a critical factor for leading to healthy behaviors and healthy lifestyles. And we're working, like the tobacco industry too, or efforts, I'm sorry, not the industry. Sorry about that. My two speakers, I'm going to start sitting on that side now, to look at the health, the environment where we play and exercise and also eat. So the goal of HEAC, or the Healthy Eating Active Communities Initiative, is to improve the food and physical activity environment for school-age children in different environments. And we're looking at school mainly, after-school programs, the neighborhood in which they live, and the healthcare that they have access to. The Healthy Eating Active Communities Initiative is actually a grant from the California Endowment and also Kaiser, and they have five sectors. We have three grantees in each of the sites. We have six sites across the state of California. One of them is in Chula Vista, in which I work, and in Chula Vista, we have three grantees, as in the other sites. We have an existing collaborative, the local health department, and a school district. But we decided decided to share with the other school districts. So we have the high school and middle school district, as well as the Chula Vista Elementary School District, which, by the way, is one of the largest in the nation, if not the largest. And we're going to concentrate on the healthcare sector. That's why the healthcare sector is blue, but they're all intermingled, and that's why you have one obesity prevention, different strategies, but we all work together. And in the healthcare sector, our goal is to increase the role of the healthcare providers, or the role of the healthcare sector, in community-based prevention and advocacy. where we do this through training providers to assess, counsel, and refer at-risk patients for prevention and or treatment. The provider feedback, this is thankfully the HEAC initiative has several TA providers and one evaluator, and the evaluator did some baseline measures with some providers. And they found that in order to do some treatment, they needed to find out what tools were available to them. So they didn't want to just identify patients who are at risk of being overweight or obese without having the actual resources to send them to. So they wanted to know what in their community, what were existing nutrition and physical activity resources, which of them were free and low cost, especially because in this area, it's a low-income area. And they also wanted training on advocating for policy changes. And like somebody mentioned earlier, why do we look at local policy changes? Sometimes they really do have an impact at the local, and then other people adopt them, and next thing you know, you have a ripple effect. So that's what we wanted to do with our providers. And now I'm going to go into the healthcare sector strategies, what we worked on very specifically in Chula Vista. This was created by a graduate student, and what they did is the graduate student gathered a lot of the information that we had available to us. So some websites, this is a resource guide, and these are resources available in Chula Vista. So what's low cost? And we update this periodically when we have the ability to do so. And so it has some messages and then some very specific places where they can go. And the cost is there. So if you can see, some of them it's no cost. Some of them you have to be a member and it's at low cost. We also had at the beginning of the initiative, once we got that message from the provider community about advocacy, is this training was to really work with them on bridging them from private health, which traditionally they're used to, working with individuals, to working with public health, which is the larger community. So they're looking at their environment rather than just the individual person. So looking at the context in which that individual lives. And this was a conference with a lot of people from AAP and non-traditional partners as well. We had somebody from Walk San Diego who does assessments of the environment, and it's really an eye-opening presentation to them when you don't see it, how your environment really influences whether you can walk through it or not, your mobility and your car mobility. This is an example of a park that was built next to the county department of public health, and we adopted the park, and we also later developed a brochure that explains what the program really does. And when you adopt a park, it's usually, it really means the residents taking on this park and making sure that it continues to be usable and that not elements of crime start trickling in. The park has other signs, non-smoking. We have smoke-free park in Chula Vista. All parks in Chula Vista are actually smoke-free. And we also have alcohol, and certain sales you cannot do on the park. So these are things that we keep an eye out on. And we adopted the park as well as Costco and Walmart, which are neighboring. And then one of the elementary schools, Harborside, which is right behind the school. And the school uses the park to do a lot of their physical activity as well. So that really goes to show how we can keep this clean. And so far, it looks this pretty. So we're going to continue the efforts on that. We also like to collaborate because we can have a greater impact with other collaborations. And the county of San Diego actually adopted a call to action for childhood obesity prevention in 2006. And they have their own healthcare sector, but they look at the Chula Vista HEAC site as one of their pilot sites as they can see what gets done there and what they can apply in their own strategies. This is an example of what that can mean. This is a county policy for healthy vending. So we have 50% healthy vending and 50% unhealthy vending. If it were really up to us in health promotion, we would have 100%, but we had to make small steps and hopefully someday it'll be 100%. But this started as a policy in in the city of Chula Vista, the group from the neighborhood sector went to talk to council members, and there was among them one of the healthcare sector members who we call a public health champion, a doctor, who actually asked the city to adopt this as well. And it was drafted originally for Parks and Rec in the county of San Diego. Then the city of Chula Vista adopted it, and later countywide, our board of supervisors implemented it countywide. So we do have this policy in place to help us change our environment. And when we talk about providers, these are things that they have done on their own, that they help us with. One of our public health champions actually took it upon herself to do a healthy living toolkit, and I have a sample here. And this toolkit really represents everything that the providers gave us as feedback, as we need local resources, we need messages, and we need these messages to be age appropriate. So we have this in different tabs for different ages, and then what local resources, nutrition, physical activity, as well as local restaurants, what is a healthy item on the menu versus an unhealthy item. Also, there's a doctor who has his own prescription pad program. He's a commissioner on the Parks and Rec for the city of Chula Vista, and what he does is gather the resources. He creates a prescription pad, and when he identifies a patient who needs these services, then that's the prescription he gives. Rather than here's Lipitor, here's, you know, to reduce your cholesterol, he gives them physical activity. And in turn, the city takes these and then they measure how many of people are using them. So this is a good way to evaluate if it works. And then finally, the CHDP BMI training. CHDP is the Child Health and Disability Prevention Program that provides free physical exams for all children. And they implemented the BMI training. So all CHDP providers who take low-income children who can't afford physical exams get the BMI training as well. So these are three great examples of what our doctors are doing in this area. And also we have health plan engagement. So when we look at the providers at the whole healthcare sector, we don't only look at health providers. We don't only look at the doctors. We also look at the health plan. And we have Kaiser as one of our funders, and as well as one of our TA providers. They had a Kaiser educational theater, and they go to schools and talk to children about healthy eating. And they have this theater that is very fun for them, and as well as an educational fair for the parents. And I understand that they're evaluating its effectiveness now, so we'll know whether it's good or we can change it to be more effective. They also collaborated with the city of Chula Vista to do Kaiser Permanente Cares for Kids, which is a very intense program for patients who are, Kaiser patients, but now they take referrals from other people who are not in, and they put this program in the rec center, and people can be referred in it over 6 weeks. It's a whole intervention for the whole family. So not only the member of that family that was identified to have the problem, but the whole family will get the intervention. So healthy eating and also physical activity. And then we also have health plan support for local conferences. They helped us pay for that initial training with the providers. And we had the Medi-Cal HMO. Medi-Cal is our Medicaid in California. And they have managed care in San Diego. So the managed care health plans here were able to provide their own resources and put them online on a website. And from what I understand, the obesity initiative for the whole county is going to try to put those on a 211 website. And if you're familiar with 211, and I understand this is going to become nationwide, it's like 911, but it's for non-life-threatening resources. And you can get referred to that as well. And we all have promotoras. I'm not sure if all of you are familiar with the promotora model, but most of them are residents and they're self-identified leaders. We train them as well. They're most of them monolingual Spanish-speaking, but they're really good leaders in their community, and they get together with other women in their community, and they can provide health education at a certain level, and then they get resources from the county or from other groups to provide these presentations. Also, communities of excellence is an assessment project for youth, and Visión y Compromiso, it's a statewide networking promotora network for all of them to get connected as well. We're also developing our future leaders, looking at developing youth also to become doctors and to look at health careers that are beyond just being a doctor. Sometimes you can be in public health, Dr. PH, or other areas. So getting them exposed to that, to public health as well. And so I know I have very little time, so I'm going to plow through these. These have a lot of information. But we do really try to leverage all the opportunities that are available to us. Again, looking at the environment and policy changes, because if we all did education, then the environment is not supporting your healthy behaviors, and we're just spinning our wheels. So looking at the environment to have a bigger impact, HEAC successes can be replicated, and we're welcome to, we share a lot of our information with the county and other sites as well as other places. So anything that you would like to see, I can share. We have statewide networking, sharing our best practices, leveraging to attract more funding. With a lot of the assessments, we were able to get non-traditional partners to get funding, like the library and the school. The city of Chula Vista with a Safe Routes to School grant to fix the walkability to some of the schools that really needed that, those to fix the schools, the sidewalks. And also to raising public awareness to maximize our opportunity to do this. We did have some challenges along the way. Of course, it's really hard to convince people that there's a connection between health and the environment. Public health people are easier to convince, but people who are used to being in a medical office working with individuals are not. So that was hard. Also, a lot of the policies that we want to address are really need to be addressed at the state level or national level. But again, looking at local and then hopefully having a ripple effect statewide. And also the Public Health Institute is looking at our local leaders for our future leaders who might go on to bigger offices. So looking at that as well. Keeping diverse partners engaged, especially when you have health providers, promotoras, and doctors in the same room, making sure that they get a message out to everybody. Demonstrating success, when success may mean 10 years down the road. What does success look like now so that you can convince people that this is really effective? And engaging unfunded partners when they have other priorities, when they're funded to do other things. And also how to engage those who are funded when they're in competition with us. And also finally, our city officials, when they change, when you finally get them to understand, to embrace what we're doing, and then they have to move on to another office or they term out. And finally, these are our results that we have gone over. We have local physicians. We have strong collaboration. We have engaged non-traditional partners, and we have we take opportunity of working with the school with school wellness policies and councils. And finally, the healthcare sector has really learned about the built environment, and we're going to carry that message through. So here's my contact information, and thank you so much for your attention this afternoon.
Yes, would you please?